You're listening to ABC News Radio.
Well, as the national debate continues over energy security in Australia, many with solar panels on the roofs are hoping for a time when they can secure their own supply. In South Australia, which has been hardest hit by blackouts and energy supply challenges in recent months, 40% of residential homes have solar panels. The issue for many has been the cost of buying storage batteries to ensure the power is available when needed. Now, an audit has found that batteries are becoming increasingly popular. Warwick Johnston from solar consultancy SunWiz carried out the audit, and he's with me this morning. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
Look, how did you conduct this audit?
Well, extensive interviews across the solar and storage industry. We spoke with many dozens of wholesalers, manufacturers and retailers of batteries.
Right, so it wasn't a matter of you're sort of polling houses as such, but going to the sellers of the product.
That's right. The concentrated source of that information is in the hands of those people who import and sell those batteries.
Okay, and what are we seeing about the trend in the uptake of these batteries?
Look, we saw a huge increase on the numbers installed in the previous year. So last year we had almost 7,000 systems installed across Australian homes.
Okay, right, so 7,000. On a national average, that doesn't sound like a great number. Is that still because the units are relatively expensive at the moment?
That's right. They have come down in price quite significantly in the past year, which meant that the uptake rate really doubled and tripled towards the end of the year. But for the moment, they still remain quite an expensive item.
And what do you think the uptake, how is that trend going to look in the next few years? Is there any way of sort of estimating, what sort of numbers we may get this year and next?
Yeah, look, it's easy to see that we'll be at least trebling those figures in 2017. So that would be about 20,000 installations as a base. And to put that into context, that would be about 15% of people who are buying PV systems also buying a battery in 2017. And we expect growth to continue on those numbers in years to come.
If there's a silver lining to what we saw unfold in South Australia this week, or last week I should say, is it that it may actually prompt more people to, say, okay, I'm going to stump up for that and get my home, equipped with a battery, so as a form of guarantee, I guess, against blackouts?
Yeah, look, certainly any time there's a power outage, then people really think about securing their own power supply with batteries, and the inquiry rate for solar systems and batteries spikes when that happens. And batteries are an excellent way of securing your own power supply, but they also have broader benefits to the network and energy market, which can result in fewer blackouts for everybody and ultimately lower electricity prices.
The batteries, the likes of, say, the Powerwall that that Tesla has made, I understand they cost sort of around $8,000 to $10,000. How fast might those prices come down to, say, $3,000 or $4,000, a price point where perhaps consumers go, okay, that's really a must-have now?
Look, I expect that's going to take quite a few years to come down, maybe 5 years to come down to those prices. But there are already batteries on the market that are at that price point. They're just smaller batteries, and they're quite easily retrofit. So they'll take up a little bit of energy supply for your household needs compared to that Tesla Powerwall too. But, they're certainly affordable entry-level options already on the market.
All right, Warwick, thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Scott.
That's Warwick Johnston from the solar consultancy SunWiz talking about the audit on the uptake of solar battery storage in Australia.